I'm Rick Moore, and this is Connections, a podcast connecting you with news, newsmakers, sports, and entertainment voices all over the North Shore, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber of Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, and by the Institution for Savings, based in Newburyport, with branches throughout the region. All right, now we're talking with the Manchester-by-the-Sea Police Chief, Todd Fitzgerald, and the Essex Police Chief, Paul Francis. And gentlemen, thank you very much for being with me this afternoon. And Chief Fitzgerald, I was happening to listen to the scanner yesterday, and I heard something that sounded like a very dramatic movie, incredible, the kind of coordination that was going on with apparently a couple of people who were lost in the woods. Can you give me a little genesis as to how this thing got started yesterday?
Yeah, I think our dispatch here in Manchester received a 911 call from a couple of hikers that were disoriented in the woods. They entered the trails off of School Street and walked, I would say, several miles and then became disoriented. So we ended up transferring the call over to the Essex Regional Dispatch, which Essex is part of, because the 911 map showed that they were in Essex. And then it became a coordinated effort between us, Essex, and Hamilton to locate the people and safely get them out of the woods.
That's incredible. What's a 911 locator, Chief?
Well, it was the GPS coordinates that came in on the 911 maps.
I see. All right.
From the cell phone.
Going over to Essex, Chief Francis, that area of the Manchester-Essex line, just off of School Street and what turns into Southern Avenue, just off 128. I don't think people realize how much woodland and marshland there is over there.
I have to tell you, Rick, I've been here for 25 years, and I actually started with Chief Fitzgerald in Manchester I was an auxiliary over there, and I still don't quite have a grasp of the amount of land and paths and what have you are out there. I got a better grasp of it yesterday, I'll be honest with you, but it's a huge area that goes from Essex into Manchester and towards Hamilton, so it's a large area.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I know that the Gloucester Fire Chief was saying that something like 65 or 70% of Cape Ann is woodland, and then you throw the marshes in there, and it's tough, and especially, you know, with the rescue we heard a couple of weeks ago by the Gloucester Fire Department in tough conditions. I was listening, back to Chief Fitzgerald, I was listening to the word extricate, and that's what really caught my attention. How long did it take for your guys and the Essex guys to find the couple?
I would say it'd be close to an hour, you know, before we were able to get the state police helicopter in, and you know, they were pretty much sitting over the area that we gave them, and, you know, they followed our officers in Essex, and along with, he also had Hamilton in there too, and Sergeant Bruce from Essex was, I think, one of the first ones to locate the people, so it at least an hour.
Paul, what is the role of your officers in this when you do a joint rescue, you know, with other police departments and fire departments and the air wing of the state police? How do you guys coordinate it, and what are your roles as chiefs?
Well, there's a lot of coordination that goes on. Usually what we do is we'll set up a command post, which we did in that area. It's called Cathedral of Pines in Manchester, where I met up with Chief Fitzgerald. We went there with several officers and firefighters and what have you, and we just kind of coordinated who was going where. And sometimes it comes together real quick, and it seems like it's organized chaos, if you will. So what we do is the nice thing about having a unified command like that is we're there to bounce ideas off of each other. And, you know, like Chief Fitzgerald, there's certain areas in Manchester he would know better than me, and then I have my officers who might know certain areas maybe a little better than them, and Sergeant Bruce, in this case, who was the first to lay eyes on them, is from Essex, and he knows the woods fairly well. I got to tell you, it was a great effort, a great coordinated effort, and everybody worked together very well.
It was fascinating to listen to, and I had no idea, you know, who was being rescued or whatever, but you can't trust scanners, but I did listen to it, and I want to go back to Chief Fitzgerald. The helicopter coordination was stunning to me. The clarity, the information, the direction he was giving your officers and Paul's officers, it was so coordinated back and forth, and it seemed to me like it was something that maybe you guys had practiced before.
Well, you know, I've been around almost 30 years, like Chief Francis has been. You know, we've done stuff like that in the past before, but, you know, it's just a lot of common sense and a lot of cooperation. And like Chief Francis said, it's great to, when you're in that type of situation, to have the support of the other chiefs there to bounce ideas off. And, you know, that's what it's all about, being a team effort. I always go back to one team, one fight.
Mm-hmm. I'll ask an open question and go to Chief Francis first. Chief, this kind of thing, do you in a sense make notes of it and maybe say, okay, we can use this in the playbook, or we can add to the playbook, or we need to throw this out of the playbook? Do you sort of recap it and review it?
We do. What we do is in both departments, being accredited, and as a matter of fact, Hamilton as well is accredited. All of us are accredited. We have to do a debriefing after the fact, and what we'll do, as a matter of fact, we will get together with some of the other departments as well at some point and debrief. But what we'll do is we'll sit down and we'll all get together and, you know, no, you can't have any hurt feelings. And you say, all right, you know, what did we do well? What could we do better? And then bounce ideas off of each other. And like the chief said, a lot of this does come from stuff we've done over the years, and you start putting things together. We're fortunate now that we have the technology that we have.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta tell you, you know, 20 or so years ago, I can't see this thing coming to an end conclusion as quickly as it did. I mean, I say quickly, sometimes when you're in these situations, it feels like an eternity, but overall, the whole thing was no more than, right around 2 hours.
I would say if I saw a helicopter overhead, I'd wait. I'd be okay, no matter how long.
Yeah.
That would work. Chief Fitzgerald, I think finally, and I'll ask you guys both just kind of a wrap-up question, but Chief, does it, that's kind of a crazy way to ask it, but how much does it help having a fellow officer you know as chief in the next town in this kind of a situation?
Well, you know, we're very fortunate here, especially on Cape Ann with Chief Connolly in Gloucester, who I went to the police academy with, and he came here as chief, and he's now down in Gloucester. We have a very good relationship with Chief Horvath and then Assistant Chief Schmink in Rockport. So I would say all the Cape Ann communities are pretty close-knit, and again, in that type of situation, having known Paul for all these years, it's a huge help.
Well, okay, last question, I promise, gentlemen, and we'll go back to Chief Francis. The danger in this kind of a situation, because one of the things I've been doing this year in particular with COVID, we get out on a weekend whenever we can, and I've been to Agassiz Rock for the first time and through Dogtown Common and through the other areas hiking, and without someone there with us and without our phones, it would be pretty freaky. So how dangerous is this to do this kind of thing without any kind of preparation?
Well, I mean, it can be very perilous because, like I say, there are so many paths down out there. And I'll give you an example. I was on the main path when it was coming to a conclusion. I was out there. I went out there to try to find Sergeant Bruce and the two people to help him with him. And what we were doing is we were having our regional dispatch were coordinating by, I would call 911 on my phone, and Sergeant Bruce would call on his phone, and they would coordinate where he was and where I was with GPS coordinates.
Wow.
And they were leading me, and we were also doing this with Chief Fitzgerald in Manchester, as well as the air wing, and they were leading me towards where he was. Well, within a matter of minutes, I went from heading towards him to somehow I wouldn't be on him and had to turn back around.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you're not prepared to go out, you should really be prepared and make sure if you go out there, you got to make sure you have, you know, you have what you need and you have plenty of water, especially in the warmer weather, and have your phone and have it fully charged, because it's an invaluable tool, and it certainly worked for all of us yesterday well.
That's amazing. And Chief Fitzgerald, if it weren't for the phone, who knows how this would have worked out?
I totally agree. And the response time for the Mass State Police Air Wing was excellent, and that was a huge help as well.
Congratulations to both of you guys, gentlemen. I appreciate it. Thank you so much for taking the time to share this with us. And man, it makes me feel good that I can go hiking in either town. I'm going to be okay.
Yep, you'll be fine.
You will.
All right.
For you.
Thank you, gentlemen. Thank you.
All right.
Bye bye.
Okay.
That is the Chiefs of Police. Todd Fitzgerald in Manchester by the Sea, Paul Francis in Essex. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore. This has been Connections, a podcast connecting you with news, newsmakers, sports, and entertainment voices all over the North Shore. Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber of Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, by the Institution for Savings, based in Newburyport, with branches throughout the region. Connect with Connections by emailing msonewsports@gmail.com.